And tell you that it is time for sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio. And that means I'll start off with this. Live during a Red Sox game up at the Bandbox, the beautiful park called Fenway Park, where they don't play New York, New York. They play Neil Diamond. And the Red Sox fans were all singing this in unison last night after the last out of that game. Now, I don't know why they play that song, but it's actually a pretty cool song. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in this year's Red Sox fan until they play Houston, Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic.
I figured, you know, I actually stayed up and watched the game, the whole game. And I was praying. I said, come on, let the Kazi curse kick in with that last.
No such thing as the Kazi curse.
Yeah, there is, but it wasn't.
That's something you make up.
It didn't work last night, though. It didn't
Why,
work.
How many World Series have the Yankees won in the last 10 years?
Mike, let's go through this every time.
Where's the curse? I want to know where the curse is.
Get a new line. That one's getting old.
Where's the curse?
The curse was.
Curse means that.
I know, I hope.
You lose.
Yeah,
when
I know.
When have I been wrong?
You've been wrong a lot.
How many World Series have the Yankees won?
Mike. That's not what we're talking about here. So
sure
just,
it is.
Just stuff it. That line's old. Get a new one.
Well, here's the thing. If you play in blackjack and you lose the first hand and you keep doubling down, eventually when you win, you come out on top. Yeah. How many World Series have the Yankees won?
Many more than the Red Sox or any
in
other team.
In the last 10 years.
Many more. I'm just telling
many
you.
Many more?
How
no,
about
I don't
this?
Think
the Red
so.
Sox, let's see. This is this. Let's see here. How many World Series have they won in total?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. And most of the people that have seen them are 6 feet under.
Yeah, no.
How many have they won this millennium?
You know, Mike, I'm not going to go through this argument with you, so we'll stop right now.
I know, because you're losing it.
No, the Yankees are the best team in Major League Baseball history. Yes or no?
Uh-oh.
Yes
in
or no?
History.
And yes or no?
Well, that's just like saying
no.
The Giants are good.
Like I said, yes or no, are the Yankees statistically, by wins and championships, the best team in Major League Baseball history?
Yep, they are.
Okay. Now,
but right now, they suck.
They don't. 101 wins sucks. Yeah. What? By the way, I want to know something. I need to know something.
He's flying, folks. He's flying. He can't handle the loss.
What teams do you root for?
I root for every team the Yankees play against.
No, but you don't have any teams you really root for.
I root for every team the Yankees play against.
See, that's the chicken's way out.
I'm no chicken. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. All I know is I got 100 dead presidents on Houston to win the World Series. My ticket's still alive.
I think
everybody
right.
That had a Yankee ticket, you could put it in the kitty litter box.
That's right, along with the NFL picks. That's exactly right. Well, anyways, it was a good game last night all the way through. It stayed exciting to the end, and that's all you can ask for.
Well, yeah, it became exciting when Kimbrel couldn't find the plate.
Why did they take Lester out?
Why did they take who out?
Didn't they have, what's his name, pitching for two innings?
You watched the game yesterday? Yeah. You think Lester was pitching?
Not Lester. Who's the guy that they bought in, that good pitcher?
You mean Sale?
Yeah, Sale. That's it. Sale. Why did
because
they
didn't want him to pitch more than one inning because they knew he was starting game one against Houston.
Well, that's that other guy they bring in, I tell you, with the arm hanging there, he always makes things exciting.
Oh, yeah. He's not that good. And that's one of the reasons why Houston will beat Boston.
Yeah.
Crybaby Huey was at it again last night after the game,
I know.
Ripping up the umpire behind a plate. It's funny how none of the other pitchers had any problems with him. I mean, the Red Sox, they didn't give up a walk in the game until Kimbrel came in. And then after Baby Huey was out of the game,
the
Yankees didn't give up any runs.
They gave up one
so
run.
So maybe it's just that Sabathia stinks, and it wasn't the umpire's fault. I didn't see anybody complain about the umpire all night last night, but I guess Sabathia, when he gets in the mirror, he can't say that he did a bad job. He's got to blame somebody else like he always does.
Yeah, I thought the home plate umpire was consistent last night.
I mean, you didn't see Porcello starting to throw things and cry when he had Hicks struck out on that changeup and the guy called it a ball. Umpires miss a call here and there. For Sabathia to say that Hernandez was terrible last night, that's just Sabathia taking the easy way out. You didn't hear Judge take the easy way out last night. No. You didn't hear the $25 million man Stanton take the easy way out last night when he struck out with guys on base in the ninth. They accepted their loss. They accepted that they didn't come through in the clutch. But CC Sabathia, he can't do that. He can't say, "Oh, I only want three innings. I stunk." No, he can't say that. It's Angel Hernandez's fault.
All right. So now, what's the schedule? When do these
National League starts Friday night, and American League starts Saturday night.
I think it'll be Houston against Milwaukee.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to football. Guess who's gone from the Giants?
Y.A. Tittle?
He's just about as mobile as Tittle. Eric Flowers, finally released. Finally.
What does he do?
He's the one that, in the first game of the season, on the Giants' first possession, had three penalties back-to-back that put him on the one-yard line. Eric Flowers, he's the guard. On the offensive line that they've drafted and for 5 years it's been a work in progress, and finally they got rid of him.
Okay.
Finally they got rid of him.
So is he the reason why the Giants gave up more points than they score?
One of the reasons, yeah, because the offense couldn't move the ball. Absolutely.
Well, they give up more than they score.
Yeah, but that's because they don't score a lot of points. The team just scored for the first time since Tom Coughlin left.
See, this is the whole thing.
No, listen to
all
me.
All you hear all offseason is the Giants' offense.
They
can't score.
Mike, they never scored until last week. It was the last Tom Coughlin game was the last time the Giants scored 30 points or more. If you don't score 30 points or more on at least 50% of the time, you're going to lose all the time in the NFL. Your defense can be the best defense in the world if you don't score enough points.
Well, I'm looking at the Chicago Bears. They're 3-1.
Yeah.
They only scored 111 points. That's only 7 more than the Giants. And
yeah, but you
they're
can't.
3-1.
Okay.
But when I look at how many points they've given up, 65. That's half of what the Giants gave up.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever. Hey, what? No, whatever.
Whatever. Anything.
Maybe Aaron Judge and Stanton should play for the Giants.
I don't know. Judge batted almost .500 for the series with three home runs and
he hit .375. Yeah, he was 0-for-3 last night.
Yeah, that's just last night. .375. Yeah, I'm
that's
sure.
That's not .500.
He was .500 going into the game.
Okay. Well, so, Stanton hit .222.
Yeah. Well,
John Voight hit .230.
Yeah.
DeSantino hit .200.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are the best team money can buy.
Hey.
I remember in March people were saying, "Oh, this lineup, I don't know, they're unstoppable."
Hey, 101
well,
wins. 101
you know,
wins.
It's the team that lives by the home run, dies by the home run. They couldn't hit any, and they're going home.
That's right. Anything else you want to talk about now?
Huh?
Anything else you want to talk about now?
Yeah. When will A-Rod be the next Yankee manager?
Not next
year. How many days?
Nah, won't happen.
How many days?
George Steinbrenner didn't come back to life.
Watch. They'll ESPN's just going to make a swap. They'll take Boone back and give him A-Rod.
We'll see. I don't think it'll happen this year. George Steinbrenner's not alive.
Watch.
If Steinbrenner were alive, I'd say you're right. But
here's another thing. When will they go out and sign the shortstop from the Dodgers and Harper?
I think they better actually go out and look for pitchers starting.
Nah,
pitchers.
You think so?
I would think so.
You think so?
I would think so. I would think so.
It's a beautiful morning when you wake up and you know the Yankees are dead.
At least for you it is. At least for you.
Oh, there's a lot more than me out there.
I know, but
there's a lot of other people out there that don't have the rose-colored glasses on.
All right. Well. We like roses. Anything else now? Come on. Is there anything else that you can talk about in sports?
Yeah, sure.
You have one.
The
minute.
Rangers are 0-3.
0-3.
Bottom of the division. Hey. Last place.
Do you still know who coaches them yet?
Nope. Why should I? They stink. They're 0-3. 0-3. 8 goals for, 14 goals against in 3 games. Yeah. New York, town of losers.
Yeah, well, kind of. Is that it? So that's it now? Is this just going to be an all-bash New York report?
Why not?
I figured as much.
Look, the best team money can buy got eliminated, okay? The Giants are 1-4. The Jets are the Jets. The Rangers are in last place. Is there anything? Oh, the Knicks.
Hey.
Their season's over before it started. Next.
The Giants are 1-4, and you know what? And that terrible, the NFC East has become the NFC least again. They're only 2 games out of first place.
Yeah, I know. Yep,
it's a
I know.
Terrible division.
Yeah, it is.
Terrible division.
It is. But, you know, to do any damage, they got to beat teams like the Saints and the Rams, and we know they can't do that. So 1-4 might be a good mark for them.
I think I said 9-7 or 8-8. We'll see what happens.
You're pushing your luck with that one.
That's what I said at the beginning of the year, so I got to stand by it. You know, what can I do?
I know.
Can't change it now. Can't change it now. It is what it is.
That is true.
And thank God I have drugs, legal drugs at my nightstand that I can take every day.
That's right. Say that again. You must have loaded up last night.
I certainly did.
But let me tell you, all kidding aside, the Red Sox, they're going to be in trouble with this bullpen against Houston, because Houston doesn't need the home run to win. They string hits along in their lineup. Their lineup, folks, whether you like it or not, being honest here, is better than the Yankee lineup. And they'll expose the Red Sox bullpen, and they'll take care of business. And it's just as easy as that. When you match up Houston's pitching against the Red Sox pitching, Houston's pitching's better, Houston's lineup's better. If crazy things don't happen, Houston should beat the Red Sox. And I've been saying that all year long, that the Red Sox, even though, you know, Marshall thinks 100 win season's a good season, 108's better, the Red Sox aren't that good a team. Their bullpen is very suspect, and beating up teams all year to win 108 games, their lineup was good enough to do that. But when you come up against one of the best teams in baseball, whose pitching staff may be the best team in baseball, you're going to have to produce, and we'll see what happens. That's why they line up between the lines and get it done. But looking at it from a baseball perspective, Houston should beat the Red Sox, I'm saying, 5 games.
All right, we'll see what happens. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mr. Blowhard.
Hey, here's to the losers.
Right.
Have a great day, guys.
New York, New York. Goodbye, Mike. Mike Causey with his New York Sports Report.